In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sometimes the bad examples in the Gospel are even more fruitful for us to look at and understand than the good ones. Judas is especially instructive in bad examples and in teaching us how we should behave. When Judas asked for the 30 pieces of silver, he was hiding everything. And when he went to kiss the Lord in the garden, he was putting on a front. In the Gospel of Matthew, it says, "And straightway he came to Jesus and said, 'Hail, Rabbi,' and ardently kissed him." So he had a hidden agenda, and only the Lord knew it. And Judas, at the time, in his madness, did not understand the gravity of his act, because he was consumed by desiring the money. And Jesus answers him and says, "Comrade, wherefore art thou come?" Every question in Scripture you must answer. This is a question you must answer. Why are you here? Why are you doing this with a particular person? Why did you say what you said? Why do you feel what you feel? Why are you interacting with such and such a person in such and such a way? Is there a hidden agenda in how you're acting? Is there any hidden malice or jealousy or anger or self-promotion or whatever? You must ask this question. All of us must ask this question all the time. Comrade, wherefore art thou come? In another place, the Lord says, "Let your yes be yes and your no, no." No hidden agendas in Christianity, but honesty. Most of our dishonesty is not the things we say. It is the things we do with hidden agendas, with hidden feelings. We must answer this question. Comrade, wherefore art thou come? In every interaction with people, we must be honest in how we deal with others. If we lie, then we're more like the demons than we are like our Lord Jesus Christ. Lied. He never had a hidden agenda. So we must model him and have no hidden agendas. Look what happened to Judas after this. He was sorry later, but did not repent. He was sorry and he hanged himself. His hidden agenda came to fruition and it killed him. May God help us to have no hidden agendas. May God help us to deal forthrightly and honestly with everyone. Amen.